In this bulletin, Australia's expert vaccine body meets again to review its AstraZeneca vaccine advice. New South Wales residents urged to stay at home as daily case numbers exceed 100. And in football, racist abuse toward England players condemned by management. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's expert vaccine body has met to consider whether to ease health advice for the AstraZeneca vaccine, given the worsening COVID-19 outbreak in Sydney. The current recommendation from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is that AstraZeneca should be given to those aged over 60. In a statement, Ataghi says the panel continues to review its advice around AstraZeneca, along with updating materials and advice for health practitioners. The advisory group is also considering its advice on the recommended waiting period before taking the second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. People in Sydney are being urged to comply with the stay-at-home orders. The New South Wales government has announced a mass vaccination hub will open on Friday in southwest Sydney, where local COVID-19 transmission is of significant concern. Located at the Fairfield Showground, the hub will prioritise teachers and aged care workers in the area. Health Minister Brad Hazzard is urging people in Fairfield especially to follow the stay-at-home orders to save lives.
It's obviously also extending into the adjacent areas to a lesser degree in Liverpool, LGA and Canterbury-Bankstown local government area. But please be aware, right now, Fairfield is the target of this virus in particular. So make sure through every measure you avoid passing it on to your family, your friends.
Meanwhile, the state government is making the AstraZeneca jab available to all people aged over 40 at the state's mass vaccination clinics. All pharmacies in New South Wales will also be able to administer the AstraZeneca shot to people over 40. Damaging winds and rain are set to batter Perth and surrounding regions for a second day as a storm lingers in the state's south. Gusts of more than 100 kilometres per hour are possible on Tuesday. The storm has flooded streets and left more than 1,700 homes without power. Cuban police and the military have patrolled the capital Havana following anti-government protests around the island nation. Many young people protested against food shortages, intermittent blackouts, and the rise of COVID-19 cases in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in decades. In the United States, South Florida's Cuban community gathered in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, and Chris Perez was one of many showing support for those on the island.
Today I'm here to support my Cuban brothers and sisters on the island who have built the courage that they need to come out onto the streets and create an uprising, which is what needs to be done. We need a national voice. We need national eyes. We need the world to see us, to hear us, and to help us. If they don't want to partake in military action, we need them to let us go over there without there being repercussions for us.
Meanwhile, Mexico's president says he's willing to send food, medicine and vaccines if the Cuban government requests it. South Africa's army is deploying soldiers in two provinces after protests in response to the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. The government has also established a political crisis team to bring the unrest under control. At least six people have been killed and dozens injured in the riots so far. In football, England manager Gareth Southgate has condemned racial abuse targeting three England players following the team's penalty shootout loss to Italy in the European Championship final. Southgate says abuse on social media is unforgivable.
You know, they should be, and I think they are, incredibly proud of what they've done. For some of them to be abused is unforgivable, really. It's just not what we stand for. We I think, have been a beacon of light in bringing people together, in people being able to relate to the national team, and the national team stands for everybody.
The match was the first time England reached a major final in 55 years. British police have opened investigations into the abuse. Well, now today's weather. Perth showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide showers increasing, a top of 16. Melbourne partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Hobart similar conditions, 14. Canberra partly cloudy as well, 13. Wollongong mostly sunny, 20. Sydney much the same, 19. Newcastle mostly sunny as well, 20. Brisbane similar conditions, 22. Cairns, a possible shower, 26, and Darwin, a sunny day and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.